Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Das Goswami. On restaurants, the other day His Divine Grace revealed in detail His plans for Hare Krishna restaurants which can be opened in anywhere in the world. After His talk most recently, He told me to see that this information is disseminated to all the devotees. He described it as the next phase of our movement. Please therefore make a newsletter of the information that follows for all ISKCON distribution. A Krishna conscious farms like New Vrindavan are producing much ghee. This ghee should be distributed at a fee to the different centers, and once restaurants begin opening, the ghee will be one of their prime materials. Other supplies such as vegetables, grains, etc. can be obtained locally. The restaurants could be cafeteria style. The food is kept out on counters and people approach in a line with a tray and take what they want. Prabhupada proposed that there should be one charge and that if a person takes more than another person, he is not charged more, as much as you like for a certain fee. But there should be no waste. A person should take what he can eat. One devotee hearing this said, "Prabhupada, I think people will be carrying samosas home in their pockets." "No," he said, "it is a business, only what they can eat. But they don't get charged more for eating more, like in a hotel, where immediately there is a bill if you eat more. We can also make home deliveries. Food is cooked fresh, and as it is taken, more fresh batches are put on the counter. Always fresh. There will be about 20 sweet preparations and 20 salty preparations like samosas, made with potatoes, peas, cauliflower, white flour and ghee, and kachauris, etc. The vegetable preps must be served hot. Everything should be so clean that not even a single fly should be seen. After the first batch of prasadam is made, it will be offered to Lord Chaitanya with aarti. Then the prasadam for the rest of the day will be considered offered. Smoking, of course, is prohibited in the restaurant. Tapes can play of our kirtanas. The idea is that people who will not come to our temples will come and eat at our restaurants and will be eating prasadam and hearing. Also, it will engage men, our devotees, in varieties of pursuits. Not that without engagement, men should eat in our temples in the name of devotional service. Hare Krishna Restaurant, the name Srila Prabhupada said, should also be fully registered so that others may not imitate. Foods cooked in ghee, foods cooked in water, all the standard varieties will be there. Foods cooked in ghee are especially wonderful and healthful. People should come and be relaxed, eat and talk relaxed. See how nice Krishna consciousness is? There will be a small book and record store in the restaurant. Devotees will do all the work in the restaurant. We can even import an expert Indian cook if necessary. At the end of the day, everything must be thoroughly washed down and no leftovers. No prasadam will be given away free. At a certain hour at the end of the day, the leftovers can be sold half price or some even given away. But the venture has to be an economically profitable business. Start out the business small and train up men on one restaurant. Then you can expand gradually. You can give them nice drinks, masala milk made with small quantities of ginger, saffron, pepper and cinnamon can be served hot, and cold juices. No tea is served. Yogurt can be made from hot milk, and when drunk as whey, it is very good for digestion. It is a very good idea for people to come to a vegetarian restaurant and take so many nice things, especially the paneer, fried cheese and sandesha, kachauri, rasagulla, samosa, and in this way they can forget their meat eating. If you make a soup like fried paneer with asafoetida and ginger, they will replace lobster soup nonsense. Of course, we are not interested in giving them vegetarian food. We are wanting to give them prasadam. Then, gradually, they will become devotees. From a letter of November 9, 1975. I want that all householders be engaged in managing these restaurants. From a letter of July 20, 1975. Regarding the restaurant, you should not name it as you have suggested, but Hare Krishna Restaurant. That should be the name. In each restaurant, there should be a picture of Lord Chaitanya and the food should be offered and distributed to the respected customers. There should also be a tape recorder playing the Sankirtana in a mild voice. In a letter of August 16, 1974. Hare Krishna, thank you.